Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez, and today we're going to talk about how to repurpose your content for digital marketing purposes. And our guest today is Jessica Harsgaard. Jessica is the business development manager at McNair, where she manages client-facing projects and activities for the marketing and business development department. Jessica is also responsible for client development, event management, project management for McNair's premier client relations program, as well as drafting client dossiers and RFPs, practice group support, and sponsorship fulfillment, among other duties. In addition to all that, Jessica is actively involved in the Legal Marketing Association since she entered the legal industry. She has served on the LMA Southeast Region's Board of Directors for the past 3 years. And in 2019, Jessica is going to be the LMA Southeast Region President. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thanks so much for having me, Guy.
It is a pleasure. So how do you find the time to do all this stuff?
It's a great question. I always feel like I perform much better when I am always busy, and it keeps things exciting, both being a business development manager at McNair and on the LMA Southeast Region Board. Finding the time to get everything done in one day, I think, is a struggle that all legal marketing professionals deal with on a day-to-day basis. But I feel that, being a business development manager at McNair, along with being on the Southeast Region Board, just made so much sense in terms of synergy and professional development.
Excellent. Well, it's great that you have the ability to do all these things. So before we get started on the topic, tell us a little bit about yourself. And obviously, we talked a little bit about the role at your firm, but how did you get into legal marketing? And what does your day-to-day look like at your firm?
Sure. I am the business development manager at McNair, and then I am also actively involved in the Legal Marketing Association. I think like many of my fellow legal marketing professionals, I stumbled into this career many years ago and have never looked back. It is always full of exciting and engaging new opportunities, from our annual client appreciation project to planning business development and client development events to practice group support and to pitches and proposals. My days are always very busy and exciting.
Excellent. Well, that's great. So let's talk a little bit about content, and specifically, let's talk about the importance of repurposing content. So tell us a little bit about what is the content strategy at your firm? How does that look like?
Our content strategy is to produce good and relevant content in a timely manner. It's a pretty simple concept, but we found that it has worked very well for us. We work to publish content that is not a one-size-fits-all concept. We focus on a more targeted approach because we feel like that's where we can distinguish ourselves in a world that is full of oversaturation of material. And for example, right after Hurricane Florence unfortunately hit the Carolinas, we published a disaster recovery resource guide for our clients. We sent this as a client alert, posted to our website, and released on social media as well as JD Supra. We also wrote another article titled Hurricane Season is Here, Is Your Business Ready? And released the piece in the South Carolina Employment Law Business and Legal Resources newsletter, as well as on our website, JD Supra, and our social media challenges. And we actually did that in June, right before hurricane season officially started. Another great example of our strategic thought leadership is our recent articles on Opportunity Zone Law. We released two timely articles regarding this new opportunity, which was born from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that became law at the end of 2017. The first was an article on the 7 most frequently asked questions about opportunity zones. And the follow-up article was on opportunity zone regulations, our first impressions. This article was published the very day the Department of Treasury released the regulations. So both articles were sent as client alerts. They were posted on our website, as well as published on JD Supra and our social media channels. And actually, because of these articles, the Post and Courier newspaper quoted our attorney in an article they wrote regarding this topic, which established publicly this attorney as a thought leader on opportunity zones.
I love it. That is phenomenal. I mean, really, really great. I mean, what you're doing is you're taking some things that are hot in the news, whether it's, you know, an impending natural disaster or new legislation, and really finding really creative ways to not only provide valuable insight and advice, but also help to position your attorneys as thought leaders. I think that's phenomenal. And the way that you guys are, you know, finding different channels and ways of repurposing this content is exactly what law firms should be doing. So let me ask you, how do you go about repurposing content? Do you try to repurpose all the content that your firm is creating? Or do you have a specific strategy in place where maybe some of the content you repurpose and others you don't? What is, you know, how do you approach repurposing content?
We have the mindset at McNair of write a great piece and use it many times. So we repurpose articles that are timely and relevant to our client and potential client base. Our department evaluates whether the article should be published in more places than just on our website. And then we determine where best to strategically place the article. And then we also use our partnerships and our relationships to assist us in getting that article where we'd like it to be.
And so what I'm hearing is, from a repurposing perspective, you're looking at ways, you know, repurposing it for different channels, right? Whether that be your client alerts, through email, your social media channels, obviously your blog posts, JD Supra as a way to amplify your reach. Do you also consider different formats for that content? So maybe taking that content and creating in a different format, or making a visual around that, or a video or a podcast. Is that also something that you guys are doing?
Absolutely. And, you know, in that whole theme of one size not fitting all, and that goes for not only just content in general, but it goes for the venues and the avenues in which that you publish it. So we have found that a lot of client alerts, there may be, you know, great content that's produced, but it may be better delivered in a video. So we will release a video to our clients instead of the text. We do try to evaluate what is the best source of delivery for that content.
So you talked about a couple of examples. Do you have any other examples of content that you have repurposed?
We do. And the first example that I'd like to share is that several years ago, we connected with an outside partner to see what more we both could be doing to get the most benefit from our relationship. The first example that I'd like to share is that several years ago, we reconnected with an outside partner to see what more both parties could do to get the most benefit from our relationship. As part of that conversation, we obtained permission from them to reuse one article a month from their monthly newsletter that is authored by one of our employment and labor attorneys, to be able to send that article to clients to post to JD Supra on our website, and then to also send to Terrellex for their newsletters. We've seen a lot of traction and success from this partnership and our ability to repurpose content that our attorneys were already writing for that newsletter. And another example pertains to events. In 2016, when the FLSA overtime exemptions final ruling came out, and then, of course, before it was put on hold, one of our attorneys immediately wrote an article on what employers should do to prepare. We sent this to our clients, and we received so many questions and requests for more information that we then turned this article into an entire event series. It was one of the most well-attended events we had that year. And then we went a step further, and after that event series, we offered our attendees a consultation at a fixed fee to audit the classifications of their employees. So all of this revenue stemmed from a good piece of content and then our marketing and business development department.
I love what you guys are doing. I mean, Seriously, like, it's music to my ears, because I'm serious. I don't find a lot of firms that have really thought things through the way you guys have. And it's exactly what we try to, you know, help our clients with and teach them, is not only are you repurposing content, but what you're doing is you're putting things out in the marketplace, getting a sense for what the reaction is, you know, what the feedback is, and then taking that, and if it's successful, really expanding it and developing a whole campaign around it. And you're creating content for each step of the client journey, right? You're first putting out information, then you're presenting yourselves as experts, and then you're basically, you know, scheduling consultations as a way to close that business. It's phenomenal. Really, really, I'm not saying that just because you're on this podcast, but it's really the way that things should be done. So congratulations to you guys. It's really great to hear, and it's refreshing.
Thank you. We are always looking at ways that we can be more strategic in our jobs. So we were really proud of this initiative, and we're proud to say that we've gotten a lot of our attorneys to start thinking like this as well. And it's exciting. I just have a final example, and it deals with our blog content. We've got two blogs for the firm, a tax blog and an immigration blog. And for both of these, we will select specific articles that are relevant to a particular industry. Perhaps it's a niche industry or just an industry that we are looking to grow in. And we will submit these articles to Terrilex, which for those who don't know, is a worldwide network of rigorously vetted law firms, for which we're the only South Carolina member firm. It's a really great way to, again, use your partnerships in more ways than to just be a member firm. And we've seen several of our articles published in their quarterly newsletters. And so we've been really excited about that opportunity as well.
So what it's Parallax? Can you spell that for our listeners?
It's Terrallex, Terrilex.
Terrilex. Okay. Excellent. And I'm assuming Terrilex.com would be the website if our listeners want to find out more about it.
That is correct. Well, it is www.terrilex.org, actually.
.org. Okay. Great. I had never heard of it, but it sounds like a really great resource.
It is.
That's great. Those are some excellent examples, and I think it'll give our listeners some really, really good ideas about, you know, how they can repurpose some of the content that they're creating at their firms. Obviously, repurposing is only half the battle, and you already mentioned how you guys test things out. I think one of the important things about testing out and repurposing is measuring, right? How do you know if something's doing well? How do you know if it's performing the way it should, whether it's enhancing your thought leadership or generating leads? So how has your content performed in the different channels or formats, and how are you measuring its success today?
The content that we are strategically working to place in outside publications have definitely had favorable outcomes. We've had our attorneys' thought leadership featured on MSN Money, the National Association of Credit Management, as I mentioned, in Terrilex newsletters, on several credible news sources for particular industries and local newspapers, to name a few. Many of these articles have also been featured on JD Supra's most popular reads of the month list. So as a result, we've actually seen new engagement come from these avenues. A lot of our attorneys will ask, okay, well, how did you find us? Or, you know, how did you know to come to me with this issue or this matter? And a lot of times it will be because of something that they had read on a blog or in the Terrilex newsletter or on, you know, any number of news sources.
All right, so we're almost out of time, but I did want to see if you had any tips or suggestions for our listeners. Most of our listeners are legal marketers. We also have some lawyers on the show. What tip would you give either legal marketers or lawyers who are thinking about repurposing their content? How should they get started? What kind of things should they be considering? Any tips or suggestions?
Absolutely. I think my first tip is to come up with a strategy first, along with, you know, deciding what strategy you'd like to use for a particular piece of content. Develop criteria for evaluating whether this article should be repurposed and then where it should be published. Definitely use your firm's partnership strategically. it's beneficial for both you and the partner, and share the results. We share article placements and outside publications regularly internally, and it gets our attorneys excited to write. To be able to show your attorneys that their time spent on writing a piece of content, you know, that has taken them away from, quote, billable hours, unquote, was really beneficial to the key to this, to our success in content strategy, and I think any firm's content strategy.
Yeah, I love that, because, you know, the last thing you want is for lawyers to be writing stuff and not really knowing, you know, what they're getting in return. So exactly. The more that you can demonstrate value, even if it's a lot of times lawyers think, well, you know, how has this helped me get a new client? And the relationship not might be direct. You know, you don't write a blog post and right away you get hired by a client, although sometimes that does happen. But if you can show the progression where, you know, this piece of content led to an interview or a mention in publication, which then led to being invited to speak somewhere, which then led to a potential client, you know, you can sort of show them the value of what it is they're doing. And I always like to think as content as building blocks, right? You're building a strong foundation. So the more valuable content that you have, the stronger your foundation becomes and the stronger your firm becomes. So
absolutely. Well, and I think along with that, you know, sharing the results, it not only gets the attorneys excited that have authored the material, but it actually gets others who maybe weren't so sure that it would be worthwhile. It gets them pretty excited. And so you start to gain traction that way as well. So it's definitely a key to success.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. That has been really, some of the examples and some of the ideas you came up with are just phenomenal. And I think they're going to be really valuable for our listeners. So thank you so much for being on the show. It is really a pleasure to have you. And for our listeners, we will be posting Jessica's information on the show notes. So if you want to get in touch with Jessica, take a look at the show notes and you'll be able to do that. And if you like this episode and you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, or if you want to go back and listen to past episodes, please go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. There you can subscribe to the podcast and also listen to some of the great past episodes we've had over the last 2 years. Jessica, thank you again for being on the show. We hope to have you back sometime in the near future. And
thanks,
have a great
so much,
day.
Guy. You too. Thank you.